Guess what? Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is season 6, episode 6 of Sticky Pickles. That's what friends are for. And you did what? I won't normally sing the title, but I can't not sing that.
I know, right?
It's impossible to read that.
That's what friends are for. Yep. Oh, I wish I had your voice, Maria.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you. I don't often get to sing. You're welcome.
You could sing through the whole show.
What is your sticky? No, I'm not. That would get very, very old.
Might make us go viral.
I will get canceled. Let's not do that.
Shall I kick this baby off?
Oh, please. I want to know what friends are for.
Okay. You got to get yourself into the situation. So it's a Friday night. Yeah. And we have Harriet and Erin, young parents.
Been there.
Don't get out much. They kind of forgot even how, because they've been flat out doing all the baby stuff and not sleeping for like 89% of the time.
Yeah.
But the last one is now off the boob and they've made plans with their buddies.
We're talking about the husband or the baby.
They've been like swatted off. Get off. They're seeing friends they haven't seen in ages, and they're meeting up at the local gastro pub. Right. And it's a freaking thrill.
Yeah, I'm remembering those outings that when the kid was super young, and it would be like, I haven't seen my friends in months, and this is my first time talking to adults that is not my husband or my mother. And they'd be like, oh, I'm just popping by after 5 other activities I've done today. And I'm like, this is my first time being bathed and out of the house in months. Oh my God, tell me everything. I was like, feral. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you understand Harriet. You understand Harriet because she is like, things are going to plan, right? Because she gets the chance to have a big ass long bath that was only interrupted 6 times by her 4-year-old.
Only 6 times.
Only 6. Only 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she managed to get this like new slinky gold top thing, crop top thing that she wanted. Like, she got brand new mom jeans. She's got a top that just meets the mom jeans, and she's got a choker.
Got to cover up the fupa. Yep.
Yeah, she's covering the fupa.
Listen, did I just break you with fupa? Is that the first time I've said fupa?
Yes. It's the first time I've heard it.
Oh, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
The mother's apron, as they used to call it, which makes me want to vomit. It's the fupa.
The one I heard was gunt.
Oh no, that's a great insult though. Like, Karen's a bit passe. We should just call those women gunts. And it's like, oh, it's just bleh.
So Harriet is super excited. She's got her clothes. She giggles like a teen as she lies flat on the bed to get her like mom jeans done up, right?
Can't relate to that.
Like, she's loving this.
She's happy about it.
Well, because she's just fitting in. Like, she's barreled in. She's perfect. She's in. And Erin, husband, passes through as she's getting dressed, right? She's just finished getting dressed. And she's like, does a twirl, right? And says, what do you think? And he whistles and barks. And you know, she feels.
Has he turned into a dog? Oh, you mean like a wolf whistle?
No, that's his thing. That's his thing. Oh. Yeah, like, okay.
Not like literally. Rah, 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 rah.
And then he peed on her leg.
Yeah, and apparently he's a furry, and
So soon, like, she's doing her slap stuff on her face, getting all the last little shindigs done. Erin soon yells up, sitters arrive, cabs arrive, time to rock.
Let's get the fuck out.
Exactly. She slaps on her coat, right, dashes out the door, winks at the sitters. The kids, like, are explaining to him the rules of hide and seek, right? It's all perfect. And she's in the car, in the cab, giggling with Erin about, like, who's going to get up first in the morning? Because I plan to have a hangover. And, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And she's dreaming of, like, the lime margarita she's going to get as soon as she gets to the pub.
Oh, I could go for a lime margarita right now. That sounds great. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And she has to drink the whole thing, not that she didn't have to make it, and she doesn't get interrupted while she enjoys it, right? Mm. So I'm like, Mom. And she's in that state in her head, right? Like, I just don't want to hear that word. And soon the friends arrive, and there's hugs and smooching cheeks, and Harriet is in adult heaven, right? Just adult friends, food, yum, adult drinks, all the stuff. Oh, not yep. A kid in sight.
I'm there. I've been there, and I'm so afraid of what shoe is about to drop, because, oh God.
Maybe there will be no shoe.
Maybe no shoe drops. Maybe shoes stay on feet. Who knows?
Well, Maria, Maria, pay attention now, because Harriet and her girlfriend, right, who's joined them for dinner, decided to go refresh the drinks at the bar, leaving the boys to natter about, I don't know, boring shit, probably. And so they're standing, you know, at the back of the queue or whatever, at the back of the bar. There's like, you know, there's a few rows thick of people because it's Friday night and the bar is a bit not heaving, but, you know, it's happening. And they're sitting there waiting to get their orders in when Harriet overhears someone say, "Look at the camel toe in the gold top and mom jeans."
No, fuck off. Come on.
She snaps her head up. She's like, what the fuck? But the first person she looks at is her friend. And her friend has heard it too.
Wow.
And they look around, can't for the life of them figure out who the frick said it. Because, like, it's just this sea of faces.
Yeah.
And then Harriet's girlfriend, the buddy, suddenly bellows, "Who the fuck just commented on my friend's camel toe?"
heart in the right place, but that's a ride or die, right? Wow. Who the fuck just commented on my friend's camel toe?
Should we get t-shirts made?
You know, people have been asking for merch. And
I think this should be the merch.
This should be the
Turtles, let us know what you think.
I can't wait to see somebody like walking around in public with that phrase on their shirt. I feel like, I don't know.
TM, TM, sticky pickles, TM,
yeah,
sticky pickles.
Yeah, yeah, it's ours. Don't steal it. Fuck off. You can't have it.
So, yeah, so she just bellowed, who the fuck, you know, and then every single pair of eyes turns first to stare, you know, at Harriet's friend. And then they turn all the heads to Harriet. And then they just go down to Harriet's Boom Boom Saloon. Harriet could die.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're Harriet, Maria. So what do you do at this stage?
Okay.
Walk us through the feelings.
I've actually been in this situation, so that's why I'm trying. Not this exact situation. So I was trying to separate what happened to me from what's happening to Harriet, because they're not quite the same. But I was in my feelings a little bit remembering it, because it's like 5 years later and it still hurts remembering it.
It does have an absolute blow.
Oh, it hurts. Yeah, of course it does. And given what helped me at the time and what might be helping Harriet is being like, well, this is my one opportunity to get out. So I'm going to have to really have to just push that out of my brain and just try to forget it, because I'm not going to let that asshole ruin this very rare time that I have to enjoy myself. So,
right. A nameless asshole. Like, you can't even, you don't know which mouth.
Seriously, who does stuff like that? Like shouting about somebody's camel toe in such an identifiable way. It's like only an absolute dick or a podcast host. So, I mean, that person, I'm sure, was soused, but, like, seriously, who? I mean, what kind of look is that, really?
Do you think at what, or, so if I were in this situation, because when I was putting this together, I was like, okay, I'm in this situation. I think it would take me, a few minutes, but I would definitely get to the stage of, what the fuck was Aaron, my husband, going, oh, you look fucking great, you look fucking great.
Well, I mean, I feel like any response I give will accidentally drag my husband, which I really don't want to do. Not everybody's super observant about fashion and comportment.
Totally.
Some people are, some people aren't. It is not a gendered thing. And, but some people are not. Not everyone knows to look for stuff like that. I mean, mirrors exist. So if she didn't see one, maybe the toe of the camel appeared later after getting off maybe a very high stool.
Or the mirrors were too short, she realizes, because she bolts to the toilet.
How the fuck did anonymous heckler see it then? Like, was he looking for it? Like, why are you staring at people's camel toe? I mean, what's wrong with you?
If we knew who the heckler was, Maria, I think we could ask him those questions, because I'm sure his friend would. Like, she's in the mode.
I'm just like, it's weirder that they're not only noticing it, but calling attention to it that loudly. It's like, what? Yeah. I mean, I've seen it on other people before. And it's kind of like when someone across the room has an unzipped fly, you're just kind of like, okay, they need to take care of that at some point. Like, you know, you're just like, okay, it happens.
Cute.
Dickheads. Yep. Yeah.
Dickhead. And she's mortified. She and her friend keeps barking on about her camel toe. What's wrong with her camel toe, right?
Shut up about the fucking camel toe. Yeah.
So she runs to the loos. She's so embarrassed and everything, but she looks in the floor length mirror, which she doesn't have at home.
Oh.
And realizes that her new jeans are not just uncomfortable because they're high waisted. They're uncomfortable because they're digging about 3 inches into our poodani.
Yeah, that's no fun. Yeah, yeah. So time to unwedge.
She's stuck. And maybe it's the fact that she's child-free for a night or she's had a lime margarita for the first time in 28 months, right? But, you know, she just looks at her friend and says, because her friend comes and goes, oh, you okay? And then she just swap tops.
See, this is why many, many post-birth mothers opt for what's called the tunic, the inevitable tunic.
Yeah. Perfect tunics and like one of those little, the leggings, right? I live in those.
Yeah, they're super comfy. But anyway, not the fashion portion of our podcast. The, you know, honestly, it's staircase wit. I'd be like, if I heard somebody saying something like that and I had the presence of mind and not be devastated, I would have been like, yeah, buddy, enjoy it. Take it all in.
Yeah.
Here's the camel toe. I would never, ever have the presence of mind to actually say that in the moment, just to be clear. But I wish I could. with a person who was an asshole to me was not commenting on my camel toe because I didn't have any at the time. I was good. But you know, it's amazing how people, even if they do not personally know you, can sometimes make that direct hit. Just
Maria, I'm really sorry I triggered that. But fuck them. Fuck them.
I think the case of the person who was very vocally mean in my direction, I don't think she was well. The thing that she said was so over the top mean. And obviously unsolicited, total stranger. And in front of my child also. Yeah, it was one of those, like, I don't think anybody who had a modicum of not just sense, but literal, like, mental wellness would have done what that lady did. So, but yeah, it's like 5 years later and I'm like, yeah, I still remember.
And it still stings. So like, yeah, watch your tones out there, kiddies.
Yeah, thankfully my husband didn't turn around and be like, shut up about Maria's blah, blah, blah. Because then I would have been like, you know, I love the nobility there.
Yes. We're going to have a smile time. 10 seconds, everyone. Put a smile on your faces.
Smile time. Going to sip my coffee.
Smile time. Alrighty, Maria, your turn. What's your sticky pickle? You did what?
This is another friend story. So it's amazing. We are often on the same wavelength without meaning to be. Love that. Love that for us. So great. So we have Lucy, and Lucy is best friends with Becky. And she and Becky are both in their mid-30s, and they've known each other at least 10 years. Lucy and Becky have stayed steadfast friends through all sorts of relationships, friendships that have entered their circle and then exited, people moving away, whatever. You know where I'm going with that. They've been friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lucy considers herself a pretty steady person and a good judge of character. And that's one of the reasons she loves Becky as a friend so much. One of the things that drives her crazy about her friend Becky is that Becky has like the worst taste in dudes, the worst. Mm. And that has come to a head with this dude named Dennis.
Dennis.
So Dennis has been sort of, I don't want to say in the periphery of their friend circle, but you know how in adult friendships, we often have like pods of friends and sometimes they overlap and sometimes they don't.
Yep.
Dennis is in one of the other pods that Becky's not often in. Every once in a while they overlap. And then so then Becky and Dennis will be in the same pod and you're like, oh, and some sparks will fly.
Okay.
And Lucy's like, you know, Dennis is a good friend, but you know, once you get to know him, especially after you go to enough events with the person, it's pretty obvious to most of us that his head is totally up his own asshole. Super, super, like.
He sees brown. Do you understand what I'm saying?
He's one of those guys that can be really fun to go do things with, but you kind of don't want to be alone with him because you're like, dude, he's going to be such a bore from just thinking he's the greatest thing ever. And just way, way, way too much into himself.
He's a navel gazer, loves himself.
Oh, yeah.
But I've like, dated a guy like this, and he was so handsome. But his navel gazing was just, yeah, it did not last long.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, he knows his own flaws, and he'll be happy to talk to you about his damage. But at the same time, like, super charismatic. Yes. And, like, something about that vulnerability makes him irresistible.
Tried to sing it to me acoustically on his guitar.
Oh, yeah. This is like catnip for some women. And unfortunately, Becky is one of those women. Even though she will be the first to admit to her buddy Lucy that she is too old. Like, she's old enough to know better. And yet, Yeah, Lucy is fine with him in groups and in no other context whatsoever. So she finds out that that Becky and Dennis start dating. And
she doesn't find out directly. She doesn't find out from, you know,
well,
her girlfriend.
Yeah, Becky's been a little hesitant to tell at first, but then once the floodgates open and she starts telling Lucy what's going on, Lucy's aghast because essentially, Dennis plays all sorts of fucking mind games. He's very hard to pin down. He doesn't want to put labels on their relationships. So while Becky's very more than happy to be like, I'm going to be exclusive with you, Dennis. You're going to be my main squeeze. I'm going to invite you over. I'm going to make sure that, you know, I give you the VIP treatment, to put it euphemistically. Dennis is like, you know, I don't want to put a label on this. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be tied down. I'm too damaged for that kind of thing. So we're not exclusive. So you should understand, because I've been very clear that it should be okay for me to do what I need to do. And that might include, you know, not talking to you for a couple months and then showing up suddenly on your front door expecting like a weekend hookup. So that's the situation.
I have a very good, to this day, very good friend who fell 20 years ago for our yoga teacher who was a knobend, right? he was, oh gosh. I wasn't yet, you know, at one with the, you know, the universe. So I was, you know, a little resistant.
Yeah.
But still, he was a dweebo. But she started dating him, right?
Yeah.
And she couldn't believe it. All the women loved him because he was like 25 and hot.
With the yoga hair and he does inversions and it's super sexy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And he doesn't have a job, you know, but does the yoga twice, you know, and isn't he great? He
smells like sandalwood at all times. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Incense, the whole thing. So she dated him and he soon came up with this whole that he had a detachment disorder.
Oh, yeah.
Which meant.
Or sexual addiction. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was very cool if she loved him, but there was no way that he could love her ever.
Oh, yeah. And you need to understand that if we're going to be together, but we're only going to be together in the way that you define it, but in the way I define it, we're actually not together.
Yes.
All of that absolute fucking nonsense.
Yep. And it really fucked her up. And it was just a pile of steaming poo-poo.
Truth be told, I think every friend group has a friend who is going through shit like this.
Maybe, eh? We've got a sample rate of two here. We were on our way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know somebody like this too. And I think in many conversations with people over the years, everybody knows somebody who's gone through something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. And so Lucy is the us in this situation where she's seeing Becky going through all this crap. And of course, she's the shoulder to cry on when it all goes sideways with Dennis. So she's the one who's getting the phone calls and the text messages from Becky going, you know, he showed up again for like a weekend long hookup. Like he shows up Friday night and all weekend we're hooking up and it's great. And he's promising me the sun, moon and stars. And then come Monday morning, he's not answering my phone calls. And then I don't hear from him for weeks. And I see him with another girl.
Yeah. When you're convenient, you're perfect. Yeah.
Boy, if that isn't the summation of this entire situation. So pretend that it, we're pre-pandemic, and it, or rather the pandemic is about to start, and it's, you know, end of March 2020. And everyone's going, oh, fuck, this is going to last a long time. Even though Becky and Dennis have been on and off for a while, they decide to give things maybe more of a serious try and be each other's main squeezes and companions during the pandemic.
Okay.
And to Lucy's surprise, they actually stick it out. Bad turn of phrase. They actually manage to stay together and not drive each other insane during the worst of the pandemic. And they stay together for like the 2 solid years. Of being together. It seems like they may actually have turned this around and from just occasional booty call hookups to a proper relationship.
Right. Like it kind of matured over time without them even
trying.
Yeah,
maybe they just needed time and space to flourish. Lucy is skeptical, but she's like, well, you know, stuff can happen. And, you know, towards the end of it, when
people are allowed out again.
Yeah, when people are allowed out again. Becky and Dennis decide, you know, maybe we should move in together and start getting super serious, and they get a dog. But here's the deal. So it's now a couple days before Valentine's Day, 2023. So, you know, like last week. And Lucy and Becky are having a gal chat, you know, just a catch up. And, you know, Lucy is wondering how things are going with Becky and Dennis, since Becky and Dennis have now been probably living together for about a month with a new dog. You know, how's the dog? How's he doing? How's the health? And Becky's going, you know, Lucy, I'm not really sure this thing with Dennis is going to work out. And Lucy's incredulous. You've been chasing after this guy for years. He treated you like shit. You finally nab him, pin him down. You're living together for 2 years, or you're exclusive for 2 years during the worst of the pando. And then you move in together and now you're having second thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And Becky starts to just unleash. I never really felt like he cared for me all that much. I don't feel like he still wants to be exclusive with me. He never does anything nice for me. He's got all these bad habits. I'm doing all the work at home. I'm the only one walking the dog. You know, he doesn't really seem to care about anything aside from like having a place to shack up in. And Lucy can tell that Becky's been holding this in for ages. And like Lucy's feeling like, oh, okay, well, that's the situation.
Yeah.
And Becky, as she's done with her friend chat with Lucy, is like, you know what? I'm really glad we had this chat. It gave me a lot to think about. And so Valentine's Day comes and goes, and Lucy's like, all right, either this is going to be the holiday that makes or breaks this. She has a feeling. And the next morning, there's a doorbell ring at Lucy's place. And she opens the door.
Who's moving in?
It's Becky.
Yep.
And Becky is like, I need you to let me in right now. And Lucy's like, what's going on? She goes, I stole the dog and I'm moving out.
Oh.
And Lucy says, you did what? Hence the title of my story. And so Becky is in Lucy's apartment and not really sure what to do next. What would you advise her if you are Lucy?
I wouldn't even quibble. Like, I would totally be like, yeah, there's your bed. Yeah, here's a dog bed. Tell me what you need. I'll go buy it in the store. You're rocking. Do you need some chai? Do you need coffee? Tell me what you need. I would be all over that because she's my best buddy, right? Like, I'm a good friend.
But she stole the dog.
But she stole, in my view, her own dog, right?
Yeah.
So I don't see that as my issue.
That's true.
You know, if he's more worried about the dog than, you know, Becky leaving, okay, but that's, you know, that's something they can talk about. Like, I just think keep her safe, keep her warm. Like, that's got to be traumatic. I would just be like love and smooches, I think.
Let's assume that there's no safety or like domestic violence angle here, because I don't want to get super dark. Let's assume that like she's not unsafe. She just hates his fucking guts and it's like, I'm done with this asshole.
Oh, sure. I didn't mean to suggest that. I just meant like, you know, if your friend's in distress.
Yeah, like I'm done with that guy. Yeah.
No, but it doesn't even matter what, you know, a distress. You just want to make them feel safe, happy, warm, good. If you love them as a friend, like if they're totally a friend, you know.
Do you feel at all like, these guys were on again, off again, and you still moved in with them anyway? Like there's been a lot of bad decisions leading up to this point. And you're totally like, this is not an I told you so moment.
But I'm kind of thinking I've invested all my time, you know, in her, you know, for our relationship, as far as he's concerned.
Relationship ROI. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, she's the person who knows me. She's the person I've had, but, you know, giggles with. She's the person I've laughed with. And she's going through, you know, I can feel sorry for him, but I can also think, yeah, well, that's Becky. That's my Becky, right? That's the way she is.
Yeah, yeah.
And just have her back, because the worst is to, for me, is to kind of go to a friend and say, well, actually, the best way to have handled this is, because none of us are fucking perfect.
Yeah, that's true. That's
right?
Very true.
So yep. Like, if you fuck up, you want to know that your best buddy is you're in your corner.
I think that's the right answer. And God almighty,
I'm not being funny. Yeah, I would kick her to the curb.
No. I think we would all be so lucky to have a friend like you. And I do. And I am very lucky.
And so do every single one of our listeners.
That's true. Please don't expect to move in with me. I don't have a space for your dog. Like, I have two cats and they would not like it.
My cats will not like it.
They will not like it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, the world's going to end. Be friends. That's my advice. That's it.
Aww, that's it for Sticky Pickles. And that's some fucking good advice. And it was free. And it's free advice.
It's free advice.
It's free.
But.
What?
We have launched a Patreon, have we not, Maria?
We have a Patreon. And you can join it. $3 gets you our love and appreciation. If you want to show us, like, send a tip our way, we would love that. You can always get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter, at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram, and find me on Mastodon as well. Anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
See you next week.
Bye now. It's been a day. It's been a day. Oh, my God.